I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. In our last program, we talked about what you, as a pitcher, should do before you throw your first pitch. Today we're going to take it to the next step, what to do after you've released the ball. First and foremost, you must do everything you can to protect yourself from a line drive right back at you. And that means forget the pretty follow-through, where your pitching arm gracefully completes its arc high above your head and your lead foot is slowly and firmly planted a foot and a half in front of the pitcher's plate. If you're used to pitching horseshoes or playing beanbag toss, you're probably used to following through after you throw your horseshoe or your beanbag. But in those games, there's not much chance of a horseshoe flying back at your face at 100 miles an hour or a beanbag streaking toward your private parts as you're still going through your follow-through rituals. In softball, the instant you release the ball, you should go into defensive mode. Back out of the box fast. Crouch into position, with your glove straight out in front of you and just below eye level. You should be two or three steps farther away from the batter by the time he hits the ball. I played against a pitcher a few weeks ago who leapt toward home plate as he released the ball. He put a heavy backspin on the ball, and his action carried him forward big time. He actually ended up standing 5 feet in front of the pitcher's plate when the batter hit the ball. He was either stupid or suicidal. Next rule. When you back out of the box, don't back straight back. Go to the left or to the right as you go backwards. Why? Because a hot grounder or a low line drive could hit the pitcher's plate and bounce up and knock you silly. By getting out from behind the pitcher's plate, you're more likely to avoid a bad hop into your face or worse. Whether you back out to the left or the right is determined by the batter's power. Do you want to try to field a liner, or do you want to just get out of the way? Usually you know the batter's strength, and that will help you decide whether or not to try to field his ball. Some batters you can field, some you can't. The instant you release the ball, you'll know whether your pitch is going to be inside, outside, or down the middle. If your pitch is headed for the left side of the plate, and you want to try to field a liner back at you, back out from the pitcher's plate to your left. If your pitch is to the right side, back towards the right side. If your pitch is right down the middle, back to the left for a left-handed batter, to the right for a right-handed batter. Now, if you don't want to be in the path of the hit, then back out the opposite way. Now, of course, this won't work all the time. You're just going with the odds. But when I'm pitching, and a weak batter is at the plate, he often hits the ball right to where I've positioned myself. And it feels great to move to the exact spot where the ball is going to come before the batter hits it. Oh, by the way, this can really freak out the other team, too. It will definitely make your day. For more tips on managing, coaching, and playing adult slow-pitch softball, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. That's slowpitchbook, all one word, .com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.